Chapter 1978. Al Who? The game. Baltimore Orioles 6, Milwaukee Brewers 5 at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. Attendance 36,086. On Friday, April 14th, 1978. The weather, sunny, breezy, and 60s. Hall of Famers? Orioles manager Earl Weaver, pitcher Jim Palmer, and designated hitter Eddie Murray, and Brewers shortstop Paul Molitor. Game highlights. The surroundings were familiar for the Brewers' highly regarded rookie manager, George Bamberger. After more than a decade as the Orioles' pitching coach, Bambi made the jump to the head job in Milwaukee in 1978, leading a franchise which had never had a winning season since its arrival in the 1969 expansion. The team's turnaround was off to an impressive start, winning its first five games, while the Orioles lost their first five of 1978 on the road. Baltimore's home opener brought both streaks to an end. A five-run rally in the third gave the Birds the runs they needed to give 24-year-old starter Dennis Martinez the win. Martinez would go on to enjoy a 23-year big league career, primarily with the Orioles and Montreal Expos. The story. Roundy's knowledge of the game had improved a little over the past 8 years, but not much. I'm sure that did not stop him from needling me while the Orioles were batting in the third inning. Baltimore left fielder Al Bumbrey singled to drive in one run and later came around to score, capping the decisive five-run uprising. My dad likely poked his elbow into my ribs and said something snarky like, "Who's that Al Bumbrey guy? Pretty good player. Ever heard of him?" The Al Bumbrey jokes had been circling around our family for 5 years. My dad couldn't let it go. As a 12-year-old baseball know-it-all in the spring of 1973, I had embarrassed myself and my parents in front of Al's mother, and Roundy wouldn't let me forget it. That spring, my parents and I drove down to Dahlgren, Virginia to visit Lucille Keys, a lovable woman trusted by my parents to care for us kids overnight when needed, especially my brother Louis. 6 years my elder, Love Bug, as my oldest sister Jenny called him, was born with a heart condition and Down syndrome, so Mom and Dad wouldn't leave him with just anyone. My siblings remember Lucille fondly. She always wore a white uniform and fed them very well. She was there the day Mom brought me home from the hospital in 1960. I suspect the purpose of my parents' trip to Dahlgren was to reconnect with the aging Lucille and perhaps reintroduce her to their youngest son, now almost a teenager. During the visit, the conversation drifted to baseball, and dear Lucille insisted I meet her neighbor Helen. Her son, Lucille claimed, was a major league baseball player. I perked up with excitement. Minutes later, I met the likable Helen Newman. The adults in the room let her know I was quite a fan of the game. She asked if I knew of her son. "What's his name?" I asked. "Alonzo Bumbrey," she said, gushing with pride. And with all the social graces you'd expect of an underinformed 12-year-old, I blurted out, "Never heard of him." My mother was mortified. During the long car ride home, I vaguely remember insisting this Bumbrey guy must be a nobody. After all, if I hadn't yet heard of him, he couldn't be that big a deal. Brother, was I wrong. In the weeks that followed, I checked the box scores for his name. Sure enough, he was there most days, getting hits, stealing bases, and scoring runs. Bumbrey collected so many hits, steals, and runs in 1973, he was named American League Rookie of the Year, kicking off a marvelous 14-year career, and was inducted into the Orioles Hall of Fame in 1987. Within weeks of that failed encounter with his mother, I was well-versed in Al's accomplishments. In June, Roundy took me to a Texas Rangers game at Memorial Stadium. We got there early enough to get Bumbrey's attention during pregame warm-ups. He took a break from his drills to meet us at the railing and reminisce about growing up in Dahlgren. We shared with him our mutual connection to Mrs. Keys and the fact we'd met his mother. Unlike our encounter a few years earlier with Boog Powell, this time, Roundy had a camera. Since I asked for an autograph and picture, It felt like my childish blunder a few weeks earlier was washed away. Bumbry's journey to the major leagues was anything but conventional. He attended Virginia State College on a basketball scholarship, graduating in 1968. He served a year in combat in Vietnam, where Second Lieutenant Bumbry led a platoon in an armored cavalry division. Kent Baker of the Baltimore Sun wrote an in-depth piece on him in April 1982. Quote, Bumbry left active service in May of 1971 with a Bronze Star, some agonizing memories, and a commitment to become a Major League Baseball player, Kent wrote. Within 16 months, he was in Baltimore to stay. Now in his 70s, Bumbry still lives in the Baltimore area and fondly remembers Mrs. Keyes from his childhood in Dahlgren. I remember she had a garden, and we might go to her house sometimes to get something to eat. She was a really good cook. My siblings would agree. For box scores, play-by-play, Al's bio, and pictures of the two of us from 1973 and 2021, visit openingday5050.com.